Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, the word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read the Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap.
Good morning. My name is Gray Bun, and I am 11 years old. You're listening to Free on the Inside, my papa, Diggy Joe Lewis.
Hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and you're listening to the best internet program around. We are based here in Dallas, Texas, but our program goes around the world. Now, we have a guest on the line here, and I'm very excited about this young man. He's a doctor, and we're going to talk about some health issues today. But before we do bring him on, we'd like to tell you the call-in number to this program is 310-982-4126, and you too can call in and ask some questions from the doctor, you know, to the doctor, amen. And so, but we're going to bring him on right away because we want to maximize this time. Good morning, you're on the net. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Dr. Albert. This is Brother Rich.
Good morning, Brother Richard. How you doing? We're waiting on the doctor to call in. Good morning to you, brother.
I'm doing all right, you see?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, we got to.
I got some bad questions to ask the doctor today, man. You know,
okay. Well, we're going
to. Looking forward to this in the morning.
I know. We just talked with him a while ago, so he'll be giving us a call here in a few minutes. I tell you what, we're going to call him up here, but I'm glad that you're able to call in and be our co-host each and every Saturday morning. Thank you, though, brother. Thank you. You know, you what makes the show what it is.
Yeah, I try to.
Oh, man, you did a great job. You know, last few weeks, man, tell a doctor to call in. Last few weeks, we had some great guests on the show.
Yeah, we have some exciting guests. A lot of people teach you how to spend your money, how not to spend your money foolishly, and we have some drugs, advisors. Yeah, a couple of drug advisors, man, that has a place over in South Dallas.
Yes, here.
Very informative shows.
Yeah, it's so right. And not only informative, but we give you information where you can tap in on these shows and be a part of what's going on, brother. Because, you know, what's information without improvisation, man? You know, without applying it, brother, it's useless. I'm calling up the doctor right now, and we got him. You hear the phone ringing now. He's going to come on in a few minutes. And what we're going to do, we're going to allow him to come on and share, and then we'll bring some questions. We'll present some questions to him.
No, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead, too, LaShawn.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Welcome to Street Talk, where we're live every Friday night from 9 to 10. Okay. I apologize for the inconvenience. I'm your host, Ms. Sean Reddy, and my co-host, Keisha. Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you all for calling up today. We have fun Friday nights. We welcome you all to come on and speak and listen to us every Friday night by dialing 310-982-4126. We refrain from using profanity as we speak on mute. Tonight's topic is merely telling the truth to people. I'm finding that it's hard for people to just tell the truth nowadays. When dealing with our friends and family, we all tend to lie, and I really don't understand why we lie to each other. So on tonight, I would like for you all to share some of you all's situations where you have came into camera and people that just will not tell the truth. Hello, Nikki. I know that you're on the line. Are you ready to talk? Someone speak to me. Keisha, are you there with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Would you all like to share any situations where people just cannot tell the truth on today's in today's world, why is it so hard for people to tell the truth when you're merely standing in front of them and they just won't tell the truth if it just hit them right in the face?
Well, actually, people won't tell the truth because they're afraid of the truth. That's why they won't tell the truth. And people can't handle the truth. That's why they won't tell the truth. So therefore, if you don't want to know the truth, don't ask for the truth, and then therefore don't do anything that's going to accept the fact that you need to know the truth if you cannot handle the truth and you don't want to know the truth. So either you're going to accept life as it is, or you're going to go with life as it is, or you're going to just go with the flow. So that's the life that you chose for yourself. God didn't choose it for you, but then therefore that's something you have to handle on your own.
So you feel like people are merely not able to handle the truth that you're dealing with, right?
No, I don't feel like people are able to handle the truth. I feel like people are afraid of the truth.
Okay, they're afraid of the truth. Okay. When you say that they're afraid of the truth, what in the truth that they're afraid of?
Don't ask no questions that you don't want to be answered.
Yeah. So dealing with life, we all agree that dealing with life, people are tired of the truth because they can't speak up on it, basically, right? That's what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is people can't handle the truth. People want to know the truth, but then they ask questions that are dumb questions that they already know the answer to, and then they can't handle it when they get the right answer.
So that's like my saying when I say I'm looking at it. I'm always looking at something, putting the truth right on the table when people are talking to people. Okay, I get it. I agree with you. Do you agree, teacher?
Right.
Right. I can hear right.
Do we have any other callers on the line?
Oh, yes, we have some more callers on the line. Hello.
Yes, this Ponytail. How y'all doing today?
Hey, Ponytail. How are you? I'm great.
I'm doing fine.
Have you came across anything where people are not telling you the truth in your daily life?
Like, you know, like you just said about honesty. You know, just like when you like Miss Nikki said that when people want to ask you a question and you try to tell them the truth and then you telling them the truth and then people just think you just study lying to them if you just telling them the truth and they just say, well, I don't believe it, and people just say, well, we're gonna look over it, and you can't express the truth any kind of way. If it's coming out your mouth, it's the truth. But everything that come out your mouth to them probably be a lie. You hear me? You can look them at their face and say, well, I did this today, and this is God on his truth. You hear me? And they come out, nah, you didn't do that today because I was there. Oh, if you was there, I'm telling you I did it. You seen me do it? But they will not see you do it. You hear me?
Yeah, I understand it.
So basically, go ahead.
So basically what you're saying is people put you up on a challenge. People are always challenging you on every issue of your life, trying to say that what you are saying is a lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell the truth even if it's pulled out of you, right? That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you was there when it happened, so you know the truth at all times, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I seen it happen. I'm gonna tell you the truth. But if you ain't seen it happen, you can't tell me nothing about it. You hear me?
Would somebody like to share a story where they had encountered a situation or anything? Would you all like to share any kind of stories, like around your friends, like whereas a situation arose and the truth wasn't being told, and you had to handle it? Share with me a story, please. Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Are you there? Okay. Well, I see nobody wants to share the truth. Okay. Well, let me share a story. Okay. I feel like sometimes when we're out hanging out with our friends and stuff and things go on, sometimes people, okay, we can be doing something right in day-to-day life, right? And you can just pull up on somebody, and what's going on right there at that point of time, it's hard for people to handle it. So people are not looking at things, and people are not handling things in a manner that it should be handled. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of families are going on with lies instead of telling their family the truth and handling situations the way that they should be handled as parents, and which is leading our kids to feel like lies are merely the truth today, in today's day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like everybody is living like a lie. Like nobody is honest anymore. You can go to the grocery. You can go to the grocery. You can go to the grocery stores. People cheat out your money. You can go to like anywhere. Everybody trying to get over on you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to get over you. Everybody you come into contact with, you have to make sure that they tell you the truth. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. My name is Tony.
Who is that,
Tony? Yes.
Okay,
and I have something. Just for instance, like, I wanted to talk to my daughter and about something. And she was talking to my friend. So I want her to tell me whatever she was telling her. I want to know the truth. Whatever they were talking about, that's the truth. I don't want her to confide in someone else, and I'm the mother. Tell me the truth, because I'm the mother. That's the truth.
Okay. Let's speak on it. This is real life and living, okay?
So, I mean, it's like the truth is the truth. I mean, tell the truth, shame the devil. So, it's like, I mean, people talk all day, every day, and you don't know if they telling the truth or not. So, you have to believe in your mind and say, is that person telling the truth or not? So, you have to accept that and dwell on it to see what they was talking about, see if it was the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody don't tell the truth, you know, and that's real.
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy, you know, and that's in the Bible. The truth. Tell the truth.
I agree with you, Tanya.
Tell the truth, you don't have to say nothing else.
Yeah, I understand that.
Tell a lie, you got to bag up with another lie. So my point is, just tell the truth and you don't have to worry about nothing else.
So it feels like an open relationship with a person brings out the truth, and you can share different things, and everybody can be able to handle the things that's going on in each and every person's life, and you can accept the changes that a person is going through in their daily life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And you know sometimes the truth hurts, and sometimes...
Yes, ma'am, let me tell you something. Today, I learned something out today that I've been asking for the last 6 months.
Okay.
I saw Hickey on my daughter next day, and she's 20.
Okay.
She's this little boy. She had this Hickey on her next day that I ran across. And I asked her,
Hold on, Nikki. I can't hardly hear you. I need you to talk into the phone so that I can hear you, okay?
Okay, well, I've been dating this boy.
Hold on, somebody's singing the birthday background. I need y'all to mute your phone. You know what I'm hearing, okay?
Hello?
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 Hello? Birthday, wherever that is.
Okay.
I'm trying to mute the birthday song.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? On the blog? Am I still on the blog?
Okay, Nikki?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead and tell me what you were saying.
Well, I've been asking my child because I had to come live from somewhere to somewhere, and she was staying in her little boyfriend house. So her little friends kept asking, my family folks kept asking how she could stay in her little boyfriend house. So when I had to move from one place to the next to come stay with somebody, and I was like, well, can she go stay with her boyfriend? Because his mama was letting her stay there. But then they was like, well, the mama wasn't condoning it. But today I seen a hickey on the net. So I asked her, has she been having sex with this little boy or whatever? And she said no. But today I seen the little hickey on the neck. I say, I hope you practice to say sex. You come and ate everybody. I say, no, everybody ain't practicing safe sex because you've been telling me that you and the little boy ain't been sexing. So how you handle that?
Okay. I would like to say that,
because I already wanted to confront the mama for letting my daughter stay there. She's 20, but been letting her stay there.
Okay. So the mom has let the daughter, has let your daughter stay over at her house.
Yes.
And your daughter came home with a hickey on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me
but today I see the hickey on her neck, and I asked her, and every time I asked her, y'all was sexing, no, mama, so I could put on birth control pills so I get her ready for sex.
Nikki, how old is your daughter? How old is your daughter, Nikki?
She's 20.
She's 20?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like
ma'am,
she
she's 20.
Okay, hold on. You feel like she wasn't having sex yet?
She been having sex, but she been lying to me like she haven't. But when I seen a hickey on her next day, I said, I hope y'all practice to stay sick. You talking about don't everybody? I said, no, everybody don't practice to stay sick because you been lying to me like you ain't been sexing, this little boy.
Okay, well, look.
The little boy probably ain't no more than 18, 19. The little boy younger than her.
Okay, hold on, Nikki. But this is what a truth has to be instilled in yourself. You know that your daughter that is 20 years old and that
mm-hmm.
if she's at the boyfriend's house, you already knew that they were
mm-hmm.
some kind of way having some kind of sex. That's when you have to tell yourself the truth at that point.
Yeah, because
okay.
I want to take to get some help, some birth control
yeah,
pills,
that,
put
that,
on some type of stuff. But she's, Mama, I ain't sexing. But
okay.
today
but
I seen a sign that you're sexing for the first. I seen a sign today. Is she going to tell me, Mama, everybody having sex? They practice safe sex. I say, I don't know everybody practice safe sex.
Hello,
I'm 42, so
okay,
I'm
hold
sleeping
on.
With the same man I've been sleeping with for years, so I can't say everybody practice safe sex.
Okay, that's fine. But at some point, you have to tell yourself the truth and know how to handle it. Because at 20 years old, it's okay for her to have sex, and you have to
mm-hmm.
just take her to get birth control shots
And that's what I asked. Let me know when you start having sex, so I can get you on the right medication that you need to be on. Mama ain't having sex. I ain't having sex. Now, that's been 2-3 years ago. Now, I seen a hickey on the next day. She talking about, well, ain't everybody practicing safe sex? I say, hell no, everybody ain't practicing safe sex.
Hold on, We cannot cuss.
I understand that you're upset.
That's fine. But at this point, the truth hurts, and your daughter is having sex, and I apologize that she didn't tell you, and the hickey shows that she's having sex. So I advise you for ready to get her some contraceptives, and don't be afraid, because this is happening in other people's households, too. And it's a secret, you know what I'm saying? It's not only happening to you. It's other kids that have sex as well. And,
mm-hmm. But she's in college, so, you know, she's halfway grown.
No, she's not halfway grown. She's all the way grown, and you got to learn to let go as well. Because she's about a 20-year-old adult now. So, with you being a mom, so Kayvon.
But I'm not her friend. So.
Yeah.
Hello.
I understand that, but she's an adult. Hello, I have a new caller. Somebody want to say something, Nikki?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What's your name?
Okay, this is Real Talking Bubba.
Okay, Real Talking Bubba, we're glad to have you.
All right.
Something tonight?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
We doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Man, you say you're 42 and you have a 20-year-old daughter.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is Real Talking Bubba. I'm going to let you know some real talk. Now, the young lady is 20 years old, and you say she's no longer living in your household.
No, she's in college. She's a sophomore in college.
Okay.
I have no grandkids, so.
I don't know y'all relationship between, I don't know your relationship between you and your daughter, but she's 20 years old. So
I mean,
like,
we have a relationship to where we're not friends. We have a relationship to your mother, and I will beat your ass type of relationship.
No,
I mean, I'm sorry.
No cussing.
Well, I will chastise
discipline.
You type of relationship.
Yeah.
But just let me know because I'm the adult, and I need to make sure you protect me. Make sure the person you with, because that's your first. So I want to make sure that's your first that you gave it to. And y'all understand the stipulations and the consequences
right.
of what a first means. Because you
okay,
need
okay.
to be out of town.
Nikki,
he's 20
years old, and at some point you have to cut the umbilical cord, go. You have to cut the umbilical cord and allow
yes,
her to...
Yes, the umbilical cord has been gone, so...
Okay, and I need you to
I only
allow
have
her
one child, the 16. The 16-year-old is the one I only worry about.
Okay,
the
20-year-old... Listen to me, Nikki. You've done a great job with your daughter. She's 20 years old. This is the first time that you've seen a Higgy, so she respects you as an adult. And you've done a great job with her, and I want to say congratulations, first of all. And I
thank
want to
you.
And I want you to know that it's okay for her to have intercourse with her man. She's an adult.
And I want to make sure it's okay for her to have intercourse with her man. But I want to make sure when you was a virgin that you had your first intercourse with somebody that you know you're gonna be with for the rest of your life. Don't just give your virginity away to somebody because I did that. At the age of 16,
yeah.
to someone 21, and I'm with him now. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm 42, he's 48, so we together now. But I want to make sure that whoever you get your first virginity to, that you,
exactly.
you know what I'm saying, that's
what
somebody
you
know? That's going to be
what
something
you
know? That you're going to hold on, be sacred to. And, you know what I'm saying? Because the man I gave my virginity to, we together now, after 20 years
yes.
later. We got
that's
back
right.
together after 20 years later. Life separated us. He went to the penitentiary. I moved on with college. I had kids by somebody else. He had kids by somebody else. But we together now, 20-something odd years later. But we a couple, you know what I'm saying? So I want to make
right
sure
here.
That you give your virginity to someone as not, they ain't got to be your husband. They just make sure it's somebody worthy of you giving it to. Someone
this is
that
right here. This is what I'm saying right here. All right, she got to be able to tell you the truth. Cause I'm
that's
pretty
what
sure
I'm saying.
She's 20 years old. This is not her. I'm pretty sure this is not her first time. She needs to
I'm sure it ain't either. I'm sure it ain't either.
She gotta be sure that
she can
be able to.
Okay,
we're
back to tell the truth now. I like that.
They will
real
say, see, she's more afraid of her father telling the truth. She can tell me the truth.
She's supposed to.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's baby.
But I'm the mother. I'm the father. I'm the provider.
Yeah.
I'm everything that she needs. I'm not trying to be her friend. I'm not trying to be her caretaker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I need her to tell me the truth. Because if anything happened to her, I'm the responsible person.
Listen to me, Nikki. You've done a great job. Listen to me. You've done a great job, and I appreciate you for sharing. And you did a great job with raising your daughter. And now it's time for her to go ahead and live her life. And you have to be able to understand that she's telling you that this is that she's practicing safe sex, and that you have to believe in God and pray for her. And you have to cut that cord, and you have to.
But I'm her mother, so if she needs to be on birth control pills or she needs something, then I'm the one that can only do it for her. So I need her to come to me to let me know that she want to be on this.
Yeah, but she got to be able to think that she can come to you without you tripping. But it's a whole, that's the whole point of you being able to talk. You got to, you know what I'm saying, that's true enough, that's your daughter, you know what I'm saying, but at the same time, that's your daughter. You're supposed to have some type of relationship where y'all are able to talk to each other so you can be her friend.
I have a relationship with her.
It ain't no friend like our friend out the street. You got to have a relationship with your daughter to let her know.
But
that,
I have
you know
a relationship with her to where
she should be able to tell you anything. But you making it seem like I'm not your friend, I'm your mother. But at the same time, you got to have some type of relationship with your daughter to let her know that she can come to you with some friendly advice.
She trusts you enough to tell you and talk to you about it because she's already had sex without you.
Yeah, because she can't feel like she can't come to you and tell you anything, she's not going to let you know nothing.
Because I'm a strict parent, so I can understand that.
I understand
that. I grew up in old school.
But at the same time, you got to know the difference between, you know what I'm saying, life and BS.
But I grew up with old school parents.
Yeah,
I didn't treat her like old school parents. But I grew up with old school parents. So to where?
Yeah, but you got to know the difference. That young lady is 20 years
I'm
old.
I'm not your friend. I'm your friend to an extent,
yeah,
but I'm not your friend.
You're not knowing that your daughter is already having sex.
Real talking bubble. Listen to me. Real talking bubble. Nikki, listen to me. We have to go forward with the show because Nikki is not understanding that her daughter is a grown lady and that she's going to open
I'm understanding that she's a grown woman. She's 21.
Yeah, we're talking about the truth and the truth hurts. Your daughter has had sex, and you have to move forward at this point. So where are you going to go with this? Like after you see the hickey, we're past the hickey. You know that she's having sex. How do you feel about it? Like now that you know that she's having sex, how do you feel as a parent? What are you going to do?
Hold on, listen to me first. Okay.
I want to know, because other people are going through this, you get what I'm saying? So as a parent, you succeeded for her to become an adult before she even showed you that she was having sex, and I feel like you've done a great job. Other people are going through the same thing, so as a parent, how would you help your friends or your family with their issues that they're going to be going through as well? How do you handle it at this point now? So talk to Reddy and let Reddy know how you're going to respect your daughter and carry on, and we're going to move forward about it. So share with me how you're going to do that so other people can do the same thing. Come on, talk to me.
I'm there with this because when my child first started having a period, as my mother did us with a period, they put us on birth control pills. So therefore, my child first started having periods. I took them to the clinic for birth control pills, but the doctor said that's giving them permission to have sex. I said no, because they can be raped. They can have anything, and they can be 9, 10, 12. Kids these days have periods at any age, any given type of Sunday, and these men don't understand that. All they say is that they having periods, and they rape these young kids. So therefore, my thing was at the time when she first had her period to put her on birth control pills because anything can happen. She can be raped. She can be having an unpregnancy by somebody. And I'm glad that she waited to the age she is now. If she just now having sex, I'm glad for her. I appreciate her for that because the doctor would not let me put her on birth control pills at the age of 14 when they started periods. Because
okay, we're talking about the truth, Nikki. We're talking about the truth. You got to let that go. Because the truth is that your daughter is already having sex, and...
But no, it ain't about her having sex now. I'm fine with it now, but for the parents that are out there with their kids having periods at 8, 9 years old, 10 years old, these men are not looking at them as that. They're looking at they can bleed, they can have sex, they can rape these kids at any given age.
You're talking
that's
about rape. We're talking about the truth. We're talking about the truth.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing. See, like, you know, for one, your kids shouldn't be around no man.
Hold on. Y'all have geared away from the topic. I'm talking about telling the truth to people, and people need to be able to tell the truth and stuff like this. We're not talking about periods or none of that. I apologize, Nikki, for having that problem. And on tonight, I want to talk to people about merely telling the truth. We're going to speak on the subject, and I would like somebody else to share, if they don't mind, about handling the truth. And the truth is that your daughter is already having sex and that you have to move forward with your life. And I said you're going to be able to handle it, and the truth is that she's having sex and you have to be able to handle it, and that's fine. We know that people are getting raped and stuff like that. We're talking about the truth on tonight. Why is it so hard for people to keep the truth?
I can't handle that by my daughter having sex. But these kids, these things look grown in what they are, and these men. Now, you want to talk about something. Here, I'll give you a topic to talk about. These men. This is true.
Okay, the truth is that people are having sex all the time now, and it's not a secret, and that y'all have to get the daughter's birth control. The truth is that people have to listen to the daughters when they talk. The truth is that you have to grab a hold of your households. The truth is that you're going to have to start getting more kids involved in the Bible and learning how to take care of the body and learning how to respect themselves. And the truth is that we as parents are not allowing our kids to move forward, and we're not giving Bible principles to our children. We're not raising them with Bible principles, and real life is the truth. Life is the truth. You get what I'm saying? We're looking at it. I use a saying called looking at it all the time, and right now we're looking at the truth, and the truth is that people are having sex, and we have a rap artist now, Lil Wayne, that came out and said that he's HIV positive. He's been promoting sex, and the truth is that he has AIDS, and that whether he's HIV positive, and a lot of people are not going to be able to accept that either. And since we're talking about the truth, you know what I'm saying? The truth will set you free, and so we're going to talk more about the truth on this line on tonight. Okay? Are y'all listening?
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. Okay.
So, the truth is that everybody needs to start picking up a Bible. Everybody needs to start learning to live life the way it's supposed to be lived. People need to start stop lying to everybody every day. When you come into contact with a person, stop trying to hide the fact of something that's going on. Okay, secrets ought to be kept, you know, in a household. You can have family business. Family business is family business. But, you know what I'm saying, stop exploiting our kids, calling the police and stuff, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying. We got to start handling our business inside the households, raising our kids right, telling ourselves the truth, accepting the fact that what we're going through is the truth. We live in real life. This is real life that we're living in, you know what I'm saying, and that things happen. Things happen every day, all the time.
All the time, every second, another minute of the hour.
I would go ahead and share with me some more stories about the truth. Talk to me, y'all. Street talk. Come on, talk to me.
The truth
got everybody quiet.
No, this is Keisha, and I feel like that if you're talking to a person and you look at a person straight in the face, and if they can tell you one lie, they're going to keep on telling you a lie, they're going to keep on telling you a lie, then you know they're telling a lie.
That's a way of telling the truth, looking a person straight in the eye, and learning to tell a person, getting to know a person better, looking them in the eye. That's one way to share the truth, looking a person in the eye, learning if they're telling the truth. Okay, that's good. You bring out a good point. What else?
And if a person tell you one story and then come back and tell you another story, you know they telling a lie. But then
okay.
You got to also look at if a person tell you one thing and then they tell you another thing, you got to look at it and see if they telling you the truth or not.
So why do you feel like people are lying to you?
I don't know why people are telling a lie. You know, tongues are tell a funk a pair of lips will tell a person anything.
Okay. A pair of lips will tell you anything. I've heard that saying before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've heard that saying before. I could talk a blind man into sin. Yeah. I've heard that before. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what are some more ways? Can y'all talk to me about more ways of bringing the truth out of a person and you know, helping each other in everyday life on telling the truth, bringing the truth out? Talk to me. Where's Ponytail? Ponytail, are you still here? Ponytail, Tanya, Nikki, where did y'all go?
Looks like they got quiet and they got scared when you start talking about the truth.
Okay, the truth scares people. Okay, we know that the truth scares people. Would you like to talk anything about the truth? Yeah, the truth hurts people sometimes, and people get quiet, and people tend to block out things when you speak about the truth, and people stop talking. People put up blocks. I don't like when a person put up a block. Keeping quiet is not good at all times. You got to find you somebody to talk to at some point and get, you know, some things off your chest. I feel like you should find somebody to confide in. Sometimes people are scared to go to the churches because they feel like the churches are, they feel like some of the pastors and stuff are liars. But you have to find somebody, if you can hear my voice, if you want to know the truth, if you want to speak to somebody about something, if you can just call me at 310-982-4126. I can talk to you about the truth. If any callers that want to listen, I'll tell you about the truth. Really, I always tell the truth. I always call myself looking at it. I always like to practice truth in my everyday. What about you, Keisha? Do you practice the truth in your everyday?
Yes, I do. I try to do it every day. I try my best to wake up and tell the truth.
Okay, real talking, Bubba. Do you tell yourself the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Every day.
24/7, 365.
Is she? Okay, I got a question for you guys. Is cheating the same as lying?
Say it again.
Yes.
Like cheating is the same as lying?
Yes.
Okay. I have a new caller on the line. Hello, new caller. We're talking about the truth. We want to welcome you on tonight. We're talking about the truth. So the question is cheating the same as lying? Do y'all talk to me? Talk to me about it. Is cheating the same as lying?
Yes.
Okay, speak more about cheating. When a person is cheating, like in relationships, people cheat.
Yeah,
cheating is cheating. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Cheating is lying. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no way around it. Cheating is lying. You can't sugarcoat it. Cheating is lying. Lying is cheating.
Why do
you
feel like Why do you feel like a person cheat?
Why do I feel like a person cheat?
Yeah.
Because it ain't more. I don't think it's a feeling. It's, you know what I'm saying, a desire more. Cause if a person gonna cheat, a person cheat because they want to cheat. You know what I'm saying? They have their different reasons for cheating. They might lie to themselves. The reason why they cheat, but cheating is cheating.
I feel like some people that do cheating, they just do it just to be getting up on somebody, to try to get whatever they trying to get and get whatever they trying to get from somebody. They allow them and do whatever they can do to manipulate somebody. That's why they lie.
You said the manipulation. manipulation. I hate manipulation. I don't like when a person manipulates a person to do anything. That's crazy. So when y'all see me on the
date, I want to know, this is Nikki. I would like to know, why do people cheat?
You have to answer
cheating person.
I mean, it don't matter if it's a man or woman. Why do they cheat, though?
I feel like a person cheats because they are seeking to find something different. I feel like they're kind of lying to themselves.
Yeah.
They're being mischievous and stuff like that. I feel like it's no reason. To me, I don't know. I don't feel like it's a reason really to cheat. I feel like that's just something that they're doing. I feel like everybody should be open to themselves and tell the truth about everything. Honesty is the key. Honesty will keep you going. And when a person lies to you,
and not cheat. And if you just let them go, that's not cheating.
Okay.
So
if you just let them go. Okay, you talking about relationship-wise. Okay.
You got to make it understood, though.
You talking about relationship-wise, cheating, right?
Okay, in a relationship, if a person goes out and cheats, I feel like if they come back in and they talk to you about it, sometimes you have to listen to them and share and kind of, you know what I'm saying, I ain't going to say comfort them because they was wrong when they cheated, but you have to know how to handle it, you know what I'm saying? If a person comes to you and they tell you that they cheated and they come to you and they want to clean themselves and they want to purify it, just don't let the same thing happen again. I feel like you can go forward with a relationship if they cheated, you know what I'm saying, step out of a relationship and cheated. But I feel like there's no need to cheat if you're doing, you know what I'm saying, if you're being honest with each other, there should be
no reason. That's what I just asked. Why would you cheat if you can just let a person go? That's what I asked. Why would you cheat if you can just let a person go? Why would you cheat?
I feel like that's crazy. It's a big difference, though. When the person,
check it out.
Who y'all feel like benefits from that?
But listen, though, it's a big difference, though. You know what I'm saying?
Now, hold on.
Check it out. Because, like, people say, it's like, if you're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Respect each other's calls. Push mute, please. If you're not talking, push mute, please.
All right, relationship is a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Relationship requires two people. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you two people don't have an understanding that y'all are in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? That's a difference. You know what I'm saying? So cheating is when you are with this other person and y'all have that understanding that y'all are in a relationship. Now, some people, you know what I'm saying, will tell a person that they don't want to be with them and none of that there, and then you find out this person is doing something else, and then you be like, oh, you cheated on me. I just told you I wasn't with you. You got to have the understanding.
Hold on, real talking bubble. Can I please have silence in the background noises, please? Hello, Ponytail. We need y'all to silence your background, please. Ponytail, we need y'all to silence your background because Real Talking Bubble is speaking. Thank you.
Hello.
I need y'all to silence your background noises, please.
Why would you cheat?
Hello.
Nothing to cheat on. I mean, I'm saying, why would you cheat on your mate if you have nothing? I mean, that was the question. Why would you cheat? What is the purpose of you cheating?
So you say why you
cheat? So, yeah. So,
now,
I want to know.
That's what I'm saying. You have to ask a person that has cheated. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? If a person cheats, you have to ask that person that's cheating, do we have anybody on the line that's a cheater? You know what I'm saying? If you're in a relationship and you're cheating right now, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, if I was in a full-fledged relationship, ain't never been in a full-fledged relationship where somebody can say I cheated.
Okay, listen to me. What I'm saying is, if a person is cheating, like, why do you feel like a person has to cheat? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, at this point, like, if you're in a relationship with someone, you're not supposed to have to go outside of the relationship to seek anything because, I mean, your mate is solely.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be your best friend. It's supposed to be your lover. It's supposed to be the person you give all to. You're not supposed to have to go outside the relationship to do anything. You're supposed to merely sit there and look at it. That's why I tell people all the time, if you love a person, you care about a person, you won't cheat on them. But if you find, you know what I'm saying, if you find the desire to go out to somebody else, then that is cheating. Like, and at that point, what do you do about that? Like, how do you, you know what I'm saying, like, you feel some type of way about that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're supposed to feel some type of way, but if it, you gotta, some people, you know what I'm saying, don't know how to let go. This is like earlier, the conversation that we had earlier about the truth with the daughter and the mother. You know what I'm saying? She didn't, she couldn't understand. Her daughter probably been giving her signs the whole time that she'd been doing something, but she feels in her mind that her daughter was a virgin. When, you know what I'm saying, her daughter could have been doing something a long time ago. It's just you wasn't listening. Now, you got to, that's what I'm saying. Now, if you're in a full-fledged relationship, you know what I'm saying, like, you know that you're with this person and this person is with you, you know what I'm saying, yeah, that's cheating. But, you know what I'm saying, if a person giving you signs and then you know something and you're not taking heed to it and at the last moment you want to holler at a person cheating on you and you don't know, you know what I'm saying? Because this person done gave you signs already. That, you know what I'm saying? They're letting you go. You're shying away. So you can't call that cheating.
I'm now, saying.
Cheating is like if you're married.
Listen to the real talking bubble. You're saying that they're giving signs. A person shouldn't have to give you signs. A person should merely come in and say, hey, baby, I don't want to be with you anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's a part of telling the truth. Hey, I don't want to be with you anymore. Instead of running out and going to go to girlfriends' houses in the middle of the night, baby mama's houses in the middle of the night, because we know in life
I,
nowadays, you have baby
I
mama.
Agree. I agree. But at the same time, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't been in relationships where people, you know what I'm saying, they'll say something out of anger, you know what I'm saying, and don't really mean that. But when you turn around and you go do you, what you just said, this right here, and that ain't what you really wanted, but you just said that out of anger, you know what I'm saying, at the heat of the moment. But it's not understood. That's what that's my whole thing. You got to make it understood. You got to make
that's
it understood.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. If a person is in a relationship with someone and they're telling a person, hey, I don't want to be with you anymore, then that's fine. People have to learn to let go. That's when the truth comes in effect. You have to learn to let go and move forward with your life, you know what I'm saying, and move to the next person. So I've been in relationships where I've been moving forward and another person just come back and say, hey, I apologize. I didn't mean to do that. Like, let's work on us. And that's not fair to at that time because you're like, okay, I've moved forward at this time. You cheated on me. You didn't want to be with me. You were going to hit your mama. You spazzed out. And, hey, at this point, I'm moving forward. You have to respect that person's mind and tell yourself the truth that you was a liar in the beginning and move forward and everybody be happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to learn to let go, right?
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I also encountered times when you're in a relationship with people and your friends are around that you previously went with, and they're going with somebody else, and they can't tell the truth in their relationship, and they make you have to lie, and she's going to know.
Get nobody make
you lie. This is
huh?
Tanya.
Can't nobody make you lie.
see.
No, I don't lie. You know what I'm saying? I won't lie about nothing, but I'm saying it's like people put you in situations where you have to say, hey, I just don't want to talk about it because it's crazy.
Cheated on me and...
Hey, me too.
Ms. Reddy.
I'm listening.
I was in a 19-year-old relationship, and he cheated on me like half of the relationship. And at the end, I had to come to my senses and to let go because I don't like cheaters. I'm not a cheater. If you're going to be in a relationship, it's going to be 50-50. It's not 80-20. So... cheaters, I don't like cheaters. So, I mean, I never had the truth of why he cheated on me or whatever because I was a good woman. I did what I had to do for my man. So, why did he cheat on me?
So, okay, that comes with being raised the right way. Sometimes a man is not raised to tell the truth, and at some point, people that's around him should have told him that you deserve to know the truth. Had you ever tried to contact him and tell him yourself, like, just tell me, like, what's going on to where, like, you had to just carry on and hurt me like that, you know what I'm saying? But at some point, you have to get past that, too, because, like, you have to tell yourself the truth and love yourself enough to know that you deserve better and move forward with your life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I did that. And I think I done accomplished more than I did when I was with him. You understand what I'm saying? Because now I know what to look for in a man. I know what they do when they cheat. And that's my comment on that.
Sonya, I feel like sometimes people can hurt you so bad to where you can take your relationship with that person into the next relationship, and you can take the relationship with you with every relationship that you have, and you can drag that through all your relationships, and it can cause bad relationships throughout the rest of your life, you know what I'm saying? And at some point, you have to say to yourself that you love yourself enough to let go and be loved by another person, you get what I'm saying? And start telling yourself the truth. And if we're all aware of our Bible will teach us more about how to love ourselves and handling the truth. And if you can just handle yourself, then... You can learn to love another person the way that they need to be loved if you love yourself and learn to tell yourself the truth. You get what I'm saying?
And now in my relationship, I don't just open my heart out now. I feel like a cheater is always going to be a cheater. They're never going to stop no matter who they with. Even if they get married, they probably still going to cheat on their wife.
That's what y'all
saying. Damn, I'm just...
I understand what you're saying, but it goes both ways. It goes both ways. You can't really just... That handicaps you too, cause like when you expect somebody to be cheating, you know what I'm saying? That takes a toll on. It goes both ways. With the signs, a woman can play little games where she can make a man think she doing something to make a man go do something. But at the same time, it can make a man can do the same thing. A man can play them games where he can make a female feel like he's doing something. So
yes.
You gotta That's the whole thing about going to telling the truth. When you tell the truth, it kills a whole lot of it.
Yeah, this is Ponytail. I want to comment on that because I was in a relationship for 10 years. And, you know, like you said like a woman do something to make a man think that you cheated on them. Let me tell you something. I never did nothing a day in my life for this man. No, I've never done nothing for this man to tell me that I cheated on him and he just go out and cheat on me. It's the same thing.
And he can find
anything. Okay. 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 Right.
I'm
gonna see. Oh yeah, see, my relationship is 2 years. This man has just cheated on me, and I just let it go on and go on and go on until I had to get a backbone. You heard me? When I got my backbone.
Yeah.
I had to pinpoint everything out to him because, like, you know, he go and stay out all night with his other woman, and then the next day he come home, he expected me to do the same thing that I was doing when we laid up with each other. When he leave that other woman, he want me to come in and go in there and cook and I want to understand why he go out there and cheat on me, but when you leave this other woman house and you want me to put you on a pedestal, I'm not fit to do nothing like that. Any call for him.
Okay,
well,
We have a new caller. He would like to speak, answer your question, Chantel. Ponytail.
You say he go out and cheat on you, right?
Yes.
So you let him do that, right?
Yeah, what else could I do possible to stop him from cheating? Because I'm doing everything
you just said you allow him to do something.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Stop allowing him to do that. You know what I'm saying? When you let a person get away with so much. You know what I'm saying? You open the door for him to do that.
No, we did not allow them to go out there and do that
because what they have
at home, that's at home. They supposed to be a man at home.
All right, listen. Excuse me real quick.
In the street.
I'm gonna elaborate on that right there. All right, now, off the muscle.
Hold on.
Nika's cousin would like to say something to you. Because I was a good woman. Everything he needed was at home. So, therefore, if you want to go out there and cheat, there's something else that you want to do out there. Something you want to exploit your horizons, or you want to go get
Hold up just a second. Somebody would like to say something to you all. If you all would share, listen. Don't get so hostile. We have 2 minutes left on the show. And somebody, a new caller, would like to say something to you all. He would like to share his opinion on what you just said. So just hold up. He would like to share with you. Hold on just a second.
Now, I'm a man. So I ain't finna sugarcoat nothing. You allow him to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you get tired, you're going to stop. So you allowing him to do that. He's doing that because you allowing him to do that. If you don't want him to do that, when you get tired, you are stopping.
Okay, tell me, how did I allow him to do that?
Show her how you allow him to do it when I did everything in the house.
Let me explain something to you. You got your own mind, right? God gave you the ability to think on your own. So You can take care of yourself.
Yeah, and I understand all that, but that's still not the point. If he got everything he got at the house, why would he go outside the door and get something else? That's
what
he's
talking
about.
We have 19 seconds left. I appreciate y'all for calling, and I really appreciate y'all for calling. We're gonna pick this up again next week. Thank y'all for calling Blog Talk Radio, and you all have a nice night. Okay. Thank y'all. Y'all have a nice night.
All right.